我就那个跳动的世界都是一个推销浪漫的广告的这个数据就恐怖了，那是心里就搞不下。一去了，咱们去什么三两各种广告的设备都上面去了。
Listen to this morning's discourse for the sake of all sentient beings throughout space, in order to help them attain the state of Buddhahood, which is the highest form of repaying their kindness. To this end, then think to yourself that you will use the merit earned from this participation in the discourse as a means to that. Rather than me talking all the time, have you got anything to say or ask? As a result of your reflection on what has been taught or what has gone before. Yes, Fred?
Just a quick question. When meditating on the emptiness or the object of negation, are the eyes fully closed? And also for exchange of self and others, are the eyes fully closed during meditation?
Kishila, any kacha? Mungkin sih kapsa ane cik itu kau mesti jodoh nawan. Ati kap kita cik ane tashin nyam cik. Kau berkap lah ane. Ane cik mi zoom ne kau kere mi chasan zoom kau kere. Chasan zoom ne kau kere kan dia resung.
Kau
mesti
mi zoom ne sedang ada letak mau mi zoom tesis kau kau tesis tesis. They want anything, you know. You need to listen, come, dial, meet someone, Matsuma Yaw.
For lab, Dang Buba means for beginners like ourselves, it may seem like it looks more effective to close your eyes when you meditate. It may seem to be easier. However, it is said to be more effective not to close your eyes fully when you meditate.
So, let alone missing the shooting, but missing Tommy Jill, because I show shoot him over.
But
then, tell me somebody in the same son of the disc in Chapauna yet there. And I tell you, my hearing much in the new Guyado, Susan, Nicolichi, and Gordon.
Religion is ordinary beings like ourselves. We seem to follow our visual consciousness. In other words, our visual consciousness is very active, and whatever it sees becomes a dominant influence on the mind, and the mind seems to follow the eye. However, is it better not to fully close your eyes, because if you do that, in the long term it may become a factor that will induce sleep, and and as well as it may also bring some boredom and weariness. However, if you do work to meditate without closing your eyes fully, then the power of our mental consciousness will increase, whereby it will cut the influence of our visual consciousness.
That's it.
No.
That's it.
No.
인식 그런 면 받을 수 있지 못해야지 되려니 미식 때문에 다시 되는 거 아니고
나한테
이제 미식이 네 번 명의 정의는 그것과는 맞다나 먼저 네 이식 기술로 네 정의로 쓰지만
So when your mind, when your mental consciousness gets upper hand in terms of its strength, then it will nullify. Is that right word?
Mm-hmm.
It will nullify visual consciousness, which normally serves as immediate condition for the development of a mental consciousness. However, the force of visual consciousness as an immediate condition will be weakened and then gradually nullified if you work on meditation by not fully closing. And as a result, you know, even while your eyes are somewhat partially open, but the concentration on the object by the mind's eye is so strong, visual appearances have no effect.
Yeah. I've got a question. I seem to remember reading the statement, everything is already accomplished, as a statement from a Buddhist statement.
Everything is already accomplished.
Yeah. This is, should I say, if that is, and if so, what some context to it, what school or path or something that might come from and explain it?
Kishila tu singe, tindi kawaji loa na tindi kawaji loa da shiha sarwa.
And everything is already accomplished. Everything is already ngomandarwa chala chotamje dene already is in the domine chotamje dene yongsu drups chotamje domine yongsu drups in the kodeshe this is kind of titanta kayena and chotamje dene and yanka for drup kasurta dene and it jimasen drup devenji yemen and this drupta
Now,
already already accomplished. Like accomplishing a young tapa, right?
So what is meant by everything is already accomplished? Whether we are talking about the same language or not, the Tibetan word is all phenomena, chotamje, dene means primordially pure. And pure and accomplished, are they the same? Okay, now, to answer your question, replacing the word accomplished by pure, then it would mean that all phenomena are pure, primordially speaking, in that all phenomena have been pure without having natural stain, contaminant. So with regard to contaminants or natural, with regard to dhimma, means stains, pollutant, and contaminants, there are two kinds. What is called rangshingi dhimma means
in that or natural stain, the other is called adventitious stains. So all phenomena are pure innately in the sense that all phenomena have lacked any true existence, any intrinsic existence. So the innate stain refers to in true or natural existence, since no phenomena has had that. That's what it's called. Yeah.
When you're saying your prayers in your own time, is it essential or necessary to articulate audibly?
Kishila ane chiga so su ke sha le den ane chiga shendu ke ba kala ro shendu ke de ti chi ke da ro ba so su go za jim so su go zam ji ro ba ke chi cha ma bi chu ma ba an order for this so su rang ge te zam ji to ne shendin de de ge de ge chi ba ne so ne ke chi ba
ro
ba na
그래서 먼저 간단히 해서 수수미 받아서 지우지요.
나도
저서 제 맡은 딱히 전부 전은 딱히 주주 전은 간도 뭐 맞아. 양과 또 동단 된다는 양내서 돼서 가가요. 아
we do or we say our prayers in order to remind us of the objects that we try to meditate on. Or the content of the prayers that we meditate on. So prayers are reminders. So if whether you say it quietly, inaudibly, or audibly, the prayer doesn't help remind you what you're talking about, what you're reciting, then it doesn't matter. In other words, prayers are either way, if it helps you remember, then it's okay. But with mantra, there is some requirement with regard to audible or inaudible. Any other questions?
I'm going to go to the next one.
The object of negation appears.
The Jesus is one of them.
The five ways in which the object of negation appears, but in a wrong way, wrongly. Before that, what has to be remembered, Geshe-la says, is a concept of Dazin, conception of self, self of a person, is a crucial topic of a debate or discussion between Buddhists and the non-Buddhists.
当然是南北街，南北农啊，他整体写的作用啥的，他工作南面的适合你，基本都蛮容易，整体写的选择。In
Buddhism, there are four schools of thought, and the emergence of four schools of thought has to do with the notions about 刚才的大乘。
conception of a self, of a person. Self of a person, self here refers to self-existence of a person, whether or not our person has self-existence.
So, so that the deduction is that we have to answer the question. But now, we have to answer the question. 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 We have to answer the question.
所以, our experiences of a deduk, well-being and suffering, wellness and unwellness, or if you can say it like that, our experience of suffering and wellness has to do with this concept, that's in the conception of self. When we fall victim to a conception of self of a person, believing that one person has that kind of a self-existence, that induces chakan means prejudices fall against people and things, or hatred and attachment. Due to which, you know, then we experience suffering in the human world as well as suffering in the three lower realms. However, when we succeed to free the mind from the clutch of a conception of self, or from that conception, then it also frees the mind from desire and hatred. And as a result, we experience dawa, means a sukha, or state of wellness. However, although you may succeed in overcoming chakang means attachment and hatred or prejudices for and against, yet our conception of self of a person remains in one's mind, then you will engage in seeming virtuous actions which will still keep you within the bounds of samsara, but in the upper tiers, and you'll never, so long as it remains, despite that you don't have prejudices for and against, you'll not be free from mundane existence. When one individual person eradicates from their mind conception of self of a person along with its seed, then that individual person, man or woman, achieves the state of nirvana or dajoba. Dajoba means enemy, job means destroyer, and Jeffrey Hopkins has used the word poor destroyer, the state of a poor destroyer. Once you, one may attain the state of nirvana with a total eradication of conception of self, of person and the seed, yet if bhakcha means predisposition, subtle predisposition of the conception still remains or lingers in the mind, you will be stuck in the cozy niche of a Arahat, but you will not be, you will not attain Buddhahood. Therefore, to achieve Buddhahood, you need to eradicate the predisposition, the subtle remnant of our conception of self. And therefore, the issue of our conception of self, the more important the issue of how to eradicate, this has been extremely important. So, at the moment, let alone dealing with conception of self as a person in terms of eradication, we even have no idea what it actually is in terms of exact identification. So, in identifying our concept of Dantzin, conception of self of a person, we need to identify the three processes. First is Nansu, means the way a person appears. Second, the way the person is apprehended. And the third, the way a person is believed to be. Nansu means ascertained. So, first of all, it's a given that all sentient beings have sense of I, and that sense of I is pervasive with regard to all beings, humans, animals, birds, insects. While I, in each, every one of us has existed, yet no investigation has been carried out about one as a person. In human history, investigation has been external, in that, for example, science, technology, everything is investigated materially and is outward, and no inward investigation about the true nature of one as a person has been carried out. And now attention is being paid to this issue as well. All kinds of suffering, all kinds of trouble in the community, individual life, have risen, or all kinds of suffering, all problems have risen, having not paid due attention to what I as a person is like, or not having carried out inward-looking investigation about the true nature of self.
So here we are, and I'm here to talk about what this mind is like. That is conception of self or person. What that conception is like, and how it operates. And so we have gathered here to have a discourse. So to identify to identify the object of negation and identify conception of self, there are some protocols that we must observe. First protocol is one must sit properly in meditation posture with the correct seven meditation posture. Secondly, one needs to fervently call upon sublime beings in the merit of the merit field, like gurus, deities, and so on, and then seek their blessing and transformative energy. Thirdly, one must engage in merit gathering and merit gathering activities and purification activities. Having observed these protocols accordingly, then Pempa Tok means generate an intention or think to yourself, now I need to see how I appear to myself. So having set out that intention, thinking to oneself, I need to see for myself how how misconceived innate I appears, if it exists. And in that process, then I would appear the object of negation of I. That is, it would appear in five different ways, in five different wrong ways. And the first appearance of that object of negation of I is appearance of a shadow-like appearance, dark, as if a dark object comes from outside, from without. At that time, whilst one does experience I, now never means one does have a sense of I or I, but that is not
the object of negation I, nothing. So at that time, the innate conception of I does appear, does arise, but it is thought of as being, you know, a dark shadow, and the appearance of a dark, okay, appearance of innate I in the form of a dark shadow takes place because you have closed your eyes. And then try to meditate or identify, and closure of the eyelids has led to that appearance of a dark shadow-like object. So, is that the innate eye? It's not. So, while one has had an experience of an eye, but one has not yet fully identified the object of negation of I in this appearance. The second appearance. Second appearance of the innate conception of I, sorry, second appearance of the I is as you try to focus on what your eye looks like. The second appearance comes, you know, like a sudden appearance, S-U-D-D-N. A sudden appearance of I from within your own chest. At that time, Lazin Henji Ge means at that time, although you have experience, or no, at that time, although innate conception of self has risen. But therefore, you have experience, yet one has not precisely identified it. At that time, your mind has followed the intention which is set out. I will now look for what my eye is like. So, with a sudden appearance of an eye from within the body, from the chest, your mind has followed that intention. Short of that, your mind has not exactly pinpointed I is like, or what innate conception of I is like.
Appears as if it were like your body, your form aggregate. And so as you again think to yourself that you need to identify your innate I, then as a result, your innate I or your form aggregate seem to be that innate I. At that time, what happens is the form aggregate, which is one of the five aggregates, which collectively are the causes that induce conception of I. So at that time, the mind has focused on the causes of conception of I, not what it exactly, what conception of I exactly is like. So the conception of I has been missed. One has just focused on causes, which are the aggregates which produce that conception. The four wrong appearances, as you identify your conception of I, dong cha cha means you have an overwhelming sense of a vacuum or vacuity, or there's appearance of the vacuity. So that vacuum-like appearance happens because the mind has missed the first moment of arising of conception of I, and the next moment of conception of I hasn't risen. So there's a gap, there's a time lag between the cessation of the first moment of arising of I and the non-arising of the next moment. And the mind then, clashed under this empty space. So the fifth way of appearance of I is the innate I appears as if like as in a rod running vertically through one's body, or like your central, or like the central axis. So that happens because the intention to want to examine how or rather what innate conception of I is like has become too strong, and has become too strong as a result, the wind element in the body, we are made up of four elements, and the wind element has gone far too much, to the upper part of the body. The wind has rushed to the top part of the body rather than, flowing evenly throughout the body. So you feel there's something in you. At that time, when these appearances happen,
And when these appearances are thought of as being I, one has not been able to precisely identify what Nathan Tengi is like. So, if these are the wrong ways in which innate conception of I appears, so what is the right way? Again, as I said, before, first of all, we need to maintain the correct physical posture, and then after thinking to yourself, I need to identify Nathan Tengi in that conception of self, and if it doesn't arise, then you have to force it to arise. So, what I was inquiring, how do you pause for the I to appear? Maybe pause is the wrong interpretation. As you sit down and maintain posture, then you would have, and as you intend to identify I, the innate conception of I, at that very time, the innate I has appeared. And then when you have that I, you have to hold that I and then the predominant the dominant part of your mind holds that I, but a surjik means a fraction of that mind then examines that I. So, Ngadzin Hengi, this is the key word, everybody. Ngadzin, sub-grasping. Hengi means innate. So, innate conception of self, or innate grasping of self. So, as soon as you have innate conception of self appears, you should seize that and don't let it see. I'm sorry, you should arrest that conception of I and don't let it pass by or cease. Or else, if you let it cease, go by, then you will be trying to look for in the footsteps of it at that eye.
Mm-hmm. 那这个现在弄这到底落结了吧？弄这大个落是吧？嗯，弄这肯定都要到结束落结了吧？
嗯。
那俺这来现在都挺样的用过的。嗯。那俺这来现在都挺样的用过的。
嗯。
这第一个习惯了。
So, as you intend that you as you think to yourself, I need to see how in that conception of I appears. So, then the two things happen at the same time. The mind wanting to examine the mind examining appearance of innate conception of self and the appearance and appearance of innate conception of self happen at the same time. I'll say that again. The mind wanting to examine the innate conception of self and the appearance of the innate conception of self, these are simultaneous. But the mind that ascertains innate conception of self and appearance of are different times, in that the ascertaining mind follows the first simultaneous event.
他这种男的，我这搞的那么样，什么？那带你买别个那外西当，那他满足的，他那里买外西的，你这里，这里他弄弄的，你这样子不是？
Having said all that, in what way does the innate conception of self appear? So the innate conception of self appears when an utterly non-existent I, which is an object of negation of I, and the nominal I, which nominally exists, they seem to be fused in one. And so I appears, okay, the innate conception of I appears, appears when nominal I and utterly non-existent I appear to be one and the same. Not only do they appear as one, then din means one apprehends, one grasps, or one believes. That's how one believes in it.
我听你刚才那些，你只是在变了。你如果习惯全个天数是没弄弄了，说是东北下的，那可是东北硬的蛮准的，东北硬的蛮孬孬，我觉得你这样子搞的是。This
is similar to when you know a child, really young child, when they see their face in the mirror, at that time they think the one in the mirror is them. At that time, not only does their face appears in the mirror, but the child believes that appearance is them. This is how we respond to our innate grasping of self.
就是针对这些，弄弄学习上面学习上的，刚才我提了搞什么？没弄弄专业的也别吃的了，没弄弄专业的学习也把它没别吃的了，再拿也别吃，没别吃，你先接我们去，我都也认识他。
So the appearance of appearance of the reflection of the face in the mirror has two elements, an existent part and a non-existent part. The existent part is the, you know, the face in the mirror, that is a reflection of the face in the mirror, is that which really exists, because there is one. But the non-existent part is the reflection of the face is empty of being the real face. So that is the non-existent part. So just as reflection of the face in the mirror has, you know, an existent and a non-existent parts. So then, similarly, for our innate conception, innate grasping of us, I or self, I appears to be innately existent, and one believes that it is so. In other words, the nominal I appears to exist innately, and then one believes that it is how I exist and appears. So this innate conception of self, has two elements, you know, the existent part element and the non-existent element, like the reflection of the face in the mirror. So we as seekers of a lasting happiness from desire and so freedom from desire and so on, if we fail to establish and identify the non-existent I, that is in a non-existent I, in the mixture, in the fusion of the two I's, then we will not be free from samsara. That is, once you have delineated the non-existent I in the fused appearance of conventional and actually non-existent I. So once you establish how the non-existent I is absent, that doesn't mean that the other part, that is the existent part, the conventional I, has gone with it. The conventional I still remains. And it is the conventional I, of course, that is carrying out this analysis and that is able to delineate the non-existent from the existent and so on, or the existent from the non-existent. And it is the conventional I, while it doesn't exist truly, still experiences pain and happiness.
제가 다 틀은 맵이 차요. 맵이 차도 거지 다세고. 다 된 거지 이거 싶어 뭐 뭐야 이제 됐어. 뭐 차 되고 나. 차 되었으면 다 그 가서 오는 매지 뭐 뭐야 이제. 제가 세는 거 하나 이제 내대 거 하나.
So when the two conventional when the two eyes, the conventional and utterly non-existent appeared as one for the innate grasp, innate conception of self. And when the mind succeeds that inherent I, which is innate, which is absent, which has been absent, one has succeeded in identifying kakje tak means the object of negation. And there are, relatively speaking, it can become easy because there are many treatises written about this and the line of reasonings one can make use of.
Kuzo da nga se na tende ji yoko wais ta te mi zang da zang da zang ji yoko wais ta te kali kashu te res.
So once you have employed the series of lines of reasonings to see whether inherently existent I, which the innate conception of I believes that there is one. So once you establish that the intrinsic existence of I is empty of such an existence, in other words, when you have correctly gain the right view of emptiness, of utter emptiness of intrinsic I, then you are left with the other half, which is conventional I. So what is that conventional I? It is not intrinsically existent. It's another body nor mind. What is it like? It's nothing more than mere label, mingzang, that means mere sign label. And how a mere label and sign can be real is much more difficult to come to terms with than negating utterly non-existent I.
所以他真的是工作，当时生意他们都就现在全部解掉了。他对所有的地面外建嘛，但他对南阳的东海的东嘛。So
in our mind, in our mind stream, means mind stream. In our mind stream, we have a concept of Dakzin, conception of self of a person. Remember, self here refers to intrinsic existence. In our mind stream, we have a conception of an intrinsic existence of I. And unless we free our mind of this, it will stay in the mind. As long as it stays in the mind, it will delude our mind into thinking or into entertaining wrong ideas. And therefore, sufferings will naturally follow incorrect processes. If problems, the material problems of this life, you can take advantage of the many facilities available in society, many agencies, many help, there are many aids available. If need be, you can pay under the table and get things done and problems overcome, and as is done in many, in some countries, bribery and greasing the palm of the powerful. But with this, there's nothing you can do about it, and you can do nothing of such kinds. So this must be addressed personally. Buddhas can't do it for you. Gurus can't do it for you. Buddha's blessings can't do it for you. Lamas or the blessings from them will not actually eradicate that. You yourself, or one as a person, individually, responsibly, have to do it. So if one seeks means if one desires lasting unchanging happiness, and chujet means if you are meant to practice, then the crucial issue is addressing this conception of self of a person. And if you do succeed in addressing all efforts used to address this, could be the real means for happiness and could be termed the real Dharma practice. So I said this, and my statement is now substantiated by Aryadeva. Do you know Aryadeva? Aryadeva? Aryadeva was a top disciple of Nagarjuna. You know? Anyway, Aryadeva says, beings with little merit will not even doubt true existence of I. However, if ever they were to doubt true existence of I, even mere doubt about true existence of I would be so strong as to render asunder the root cause of samsara. In other words, their mere doubt about these will shred the potent root of samsara into pieces. So such is the strength. So there is a reason for in saying this. Kowe tawa means the root of a mundane existence. The fundamental root of a mundane existence is kansava dantsin, conception of self of a person. And that conception of self of a person is so deeply lodged into our being, like like an iron pack. You jam into rock. However, with the teaching you receive, one receives, you begin to question. You begin to question the appearance of I to the innate grasping of I, and then the peg, which was lodged into rock, now becomes like a peg, which is driven down into wet ground, and becomes very loose.
So
in this way we can see that the moment you develop doubt, and the moment you question the innate, intrinsic nature of self, which innate conception of self would have you believe. However, you challenge your own conception, or your own innate conception of self, and as well as indirectly challenge how, or the, indirectly challenge innate I, then it really undermines the fundamental cause of a samsara. And that is understandable. When to affect, to eradicate an effect, if you eradicate the cause, then the effect naturally is rendered weak or weak. And therefore, when the cause of samsara being grasping at self, when that is undermined and its object in that I is nullified, the result is naturally weakened. From time to time, it happens with people that when the teachings about when the teaching takes on a celebratory note, tone, the greatness of why human life is great and happiness and the good, the things of life, then one feels positive. One feels, you know, drawn towards the teaching. And when teachings deal with the issues about issues such as these we have been talking about this morning, if one feels somewhat disinterested, then one has really missed In order that our practice be successful, as I've mentioned before, and as has been the message all through the ages, you need punna, P-U-N-A, Sanskrit word. Punna, punna means merit. Yes, we need support, backing of a positive energy of a merit. Without that, first of all, you wouldn't want to practice. Even if you did have intelligent practice, and you did do your practice, that, you know, things will not
register, things will not happen in terms of gaining understanding of the getting the right understanding. And even if you succeed in wanting to do something and gain some understanding, if you don't have the sustained support of a positive energy through marriage, your practice will be cut short by circumstances beyond your control. In other words, intrinsic. Therefore, to be successful, sustained support of positive energy from marriage is crucial. So when it comes to gathering marriage, there could be many ways one could gather marriage, but of these many ways have been put together into the seven sublime actions. So, last week I was talking about Jesu Yiran, admiration of others and one's positive actions or rejoicing. And it is indeed quite beneficial without having to incur expenses of energy and resources. Now the fifth sublime practice which helps you gather merit is the sublime practice of requesting teachings from the gurus. So this is important because whether the teaching of the Buddha lasts in the world or not boils down to whether Lungi Chogyal means teaching of scriptures is extant or not. So with regard to teaching of scriptures, availability of teaching of scriptures depends on whether or not a person qualified to teach has been approached and requested. For instance, when Buddha attained Buddhahood, he did not teach for 7 weeks. And things would have been different had not, Brahma, one of the kings of the celestial gods or beings, if he had not requested the Buddha to teach after he offered Buddha a wheel of Dharma with 1,000 spokes and ask for the teaching. Buddha would not have taught. So as engaging in the teaching of the Buddha means engaging in activities of scriptural and insightful teachings. And so, yes.
Okay, so
when you engage in the fifth sublime practice, which is requesting teaching, you could imagine, you could feel that you are in the presence of each and every enlightened being, so Buddhas, with a wheel with a thousand spokes. So, if that is not possible, then you could visualize doing this to the doing this in relation to the sublime beings of the merit field. Offering a wheel with a thousand spokes to each of sublime beings of the merit field, then an important element to wrap it up is to think that the person, the sublime person, has accepted the request. So each time you go, or rather not each time, when you go to see the lamas, gurus, it's good to request teachings, teachings of any kind. Whether or not they accept or not is different matter. But to make the request, to place the request with them has great serendipitous benefit. So I think I will stop here before people feel it's a bit too much. So we say this dedication prayer in English, don't we?
Yes, the one in English, page 7 of your book. May all beings everywhere